fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 11th day of January, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We're going to have open lines, I believe, this first hour, Professor McCanny, hour 2. Prepper tip of the day. I have information from a private, confidential source, very high level, who says the following, that there is going to be a dramatically increased chance of EMP attack between now and the 18th day of January, even more so between the 13th and the 18th day of January. And I'm making my personal preparations to deal with that, myself and my family. I've sent out notes to my daughter, my son-in-law, my brother, and so forth, brother-in-law, to that effect. Will there be an attack? I don't know. Could there be an attack? Well, anytime, quite frankly. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, we are at risk for an EMP attack. It's just at that period of time between now and the 18th of January, according to my private trusted source, it's an enhanced chance of attack. So that's your prepper tip of the day, is to make note of that. My friend Tim Spencer put out an alert. It's the first alert I've put out. I couldn't even say how many months ago the last one was, a long time ago, since I put out an alert. And we're going to talk about EMP now. Moving forward here the rest of this hour. EMP, electromagnetic pulse. Electromagnetic pulse. There's two ways this kind of event can happen. One would be a natural occurrence, which would be actually a coronal mass ejection. The last really, really big one was 1859. It's called the Carrington event. That particular burst of solar energy was so strong that the telegraph offices, we had, I don't know how many, but we had a number of telegraph offices catch on fire. The telegraph wires acted as antennas to bring that energy into the telegraph offices where they started fires. The barbed wire, the steel barbed wire fences set fires in the fields by picking up that energy and setting the nearby grass on fire. It's estimated that another Carrington event was to happen today. It would bring Western civilization in general down to its knees. That's one way. The other way would be a man-made causation. There are several ways that could happen. Well, a couple of different ways. The most well-known would be nuclear device being set off above the atmosphere. There'd be no sound because you have to have air to have sound, of course. There's no air in space. If it was daytime, there'd be might be some light if you happen to be in the right place to be able to see some light. No radiation, no nuclear radiation coming to the surface of the Earth. No blast effect coming to the surface of the Earth. What there would be a burst of electromagnetic energy that would knock out pretty much anything that has a diode, transistor, resistor, printed circuit board, whatever, would be knocked out if they weren't protected, bringing civilization to its knees. It could be done also in a smaller scale, covering a city block or several city blocks with a conventional explosive device that makes a similar electromagnetic pulse that would knock out a city block or two or eight or ten with no nuclear device being necessary. The if you want to find out and read up on how this works, at my website at thelibertyman.com, I'll go there right now. Scroll down the right side to where it says free downloads. Click on that. I'm clicking on it right now. And let's see where it is. Well, maybe it's not under free downloads. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, it's not on free downloads. Excuse me. EMP Commission Executive Report 2008. It's got its own section. This is a... The scientists and engineers appointed by the government to look into this matter. They published their report. The main defect in the report is the team doing the research was not given enough money to put a strong pulse against cars and trucks to see what the response would be to modern vehicles. They weren't allowed to do that because they were trying to save money. So, yes, it's 208 pages. The first 85 or 90 pages are probably the most important that you want to read. It's all important. The simplistic observation of what EMP would do, nationwide EMP, and let's back up a bit. One really big EMP could knock out most of the country if it was exploded about the middle of the country over Kansas, say. But to get the maximum bang for the buck, the scientists say one per time zone. So there'd be one over the eastern, one central, one mountain, and one Pacific. Because these things are line of sight, and if there was any mountains in a way, it would be a blocking mechanism to block the pulse from getting to those areas. So one nuclear device over each time zone would be all that would be needed to make sure that the whole country was brought to its knees. One of the really big problems with EMP, dealing with it, is everything that needs to be fixed also has... what you need to fix what's broken is also broken, is what I'm trying to say. What you need to fix what's broken is also broken. So it will be a matter that if and when it happens, you're simply not going to recover for years. How many years? I don't know. There's a series of transformers around the country, a couple of dozen or so, massive multi-million dollar transformers, custom built, not in this country, by the way. I believe they're built in China, not that it matters. It's the other side of the planet. In normal times, from the time you decide you need one until the time you take delivery is about a year. That's with everything working properly to get these custom-made massive transformers built and delivered. The power generating plants are filled up top to bottom with transistors, resistors, diodes, and so forth. Circuit boards that would all have to be replaced. Everything in your home that has transistors, resistors, and diodes would be, if it was plugged in, would probably be broken and no longer useful. And that's one of the things you find out when you read this report, this free download at my website. Let's see what the title of this is. Report of the Commission to Assess the Threat to the United States from Electromagnetic Pulse Attack. Going back to the 1890s, without the infrastructure of the 1890s, means the following, that within a year, probably 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead. Let's just make a list of the things that would happen. First of all Americans who need a pharmaceutical prescription would be dead in a couple of months. Now, that's a lot of people right there by itself. If you need heart medication, medicine for diabetes, medicine to stop a body from rejecting a transplant organ, or the dozens of other things people take on a daily basis to stay alive, well, you'll be dead in a month or two. Fresh water? Well, the first drink you take of bad water is a one-way ticket to diarrhea, dehydration, and death. Lack of clean drinking water will kill off tens of millions of people. If it's a dead of winter like it is right now, well, the cold weather by itself will kill you. Most home heating systems require electricity to function. Majority of them do. Even wood-burning furnaces generally have electric controls and electric blower. Fuel? Well, whatever fuel you got is what you got, assuming your vehicle would even run, which is a big assumption. Electronic ignition was starting to be introduced in American cars about 1973 or so. Trucks a couple of years later. I've had several vehicles over the years that are EMP resistant, EMP proof, if you will. Some just because they were so old, others because I did a retrofit. Having a vehicle that's EMP proof would be some peace of mind on one hand. On the other, whatever fuel you got, it's all the fuel you'll ever have, because these petroleum refineries are filled up top to bottom, left to right, with electronics. And when they're gone, they're gone. The trucks that deliver the fuel, the pumps that pump the fuel, are all filled up with electronics. You starting to get the picture? I hope so. In the 1890s, I picked that because electricity was just in its infancy back then in terms of normal people having access to it. I've read accounts of electrical experiments going back to the 1840s with different things, but it was in the 1890s we had a complete infrastructure of food being grown, processed, and delivered to people's homes, fresh water being delivered to people's homes, transportation, functioning military, police, and fire departments that had no internal combustion engines, no electricity. We had steam power, we had animal power, we had people power, we had wind power, more solar power than you might imagine, actually, the way things were built back then. None of which required either electricity or internal combustion engines. That's all gone, except for museums. Granted, there's a lot of horses around, and you can go to county fairs and see steam engines, but they're antiques, and there aren't that many of them. Steam-powered locomotives are in museums. There's a few running here and there as tourist attractions. Certainly not enough to serve the needs of this country, which are tremendous. The factories that built steam locomotives, they no longer exist. The equipment that built steam locomotives no longer exists except in museums. It would be years. A nationwide EMP event would bring this country to its knees, and it would be years before recovery happened, if ever. If ever. I can see parents telling their children growing up about how it used to be with air conditioning, refrigeration, electric lights, automobiles, and trucks and cars and motorcycles and airplanes and all the things that we take for granted in our modern world that would be simply pictures in picture books. The doing away with pharmaceutical products in a matter of a few days and weeks, the average prescription is 1 month, 30 days. Which means the average person with a pharmaceutical prescription has a 2-week supply. That would be an average, obviously, half of that. Diabetics need insulin. People that have various conditions, heart conditions, blood pressure medication. It's a long, long list. Within a few days to 30 days, those prescription products would be expired and be gone, used up. The local pharmacist would probably attempt to meet the needs of their customers to the best of their ability. And when their supplies are gone, well, that's it. That would be it. I've been telling people for years that if they need a pharmaceutical prescription, in fact, the mayor, former mayor of one of our local communities, and he was diabetic. And I said, man, you really, you got to stock up on some meds. He'd already been doing it. He didn't need my advice, as it turned out. It might just prolong life another few months, but hey, do what you can do. Possibility exists of dietary changes in essential oils, possibly taking the place of pharmaceutical products. That's going to be a mixed bag. Call number is 800-313-9443. We got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Yeah, this is an unusual time period we're in. We're in a time of great concern over for a variety of reasons. But the EMP thing is a new and a new addition. But in recent days, I've been concerned about this deployment of tanks and personnel and howitzers and stuff like that, and big guns to Germany to be put on trains and taken to the Polish border with Russia.
All right. Hold on through the break. Hold on through the break here, Glenn. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the home page, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peter stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday the 11th, talking to Glenn from Philadelphia. Let's continue here, Glenn.
Yes, I'm very concerned about the current deployment of our military resources, John. We supposedly have all of the U.S. Navy's aircraft carrier squadrons in port at the moment, over 250 tanks and mechanized infantry vehicles, and several, 5,000 or 6,000 military personnel and 1,200 other vehicles deployed, sent over to Bremerhaven, Germany, to be put on rail cars and distributed along the Russian border in various places. And supposedly the island of Diego Garcia is just jam-packed with all sorts of bombers and aircraft at the moment. And so, what's the game that's afoot here?
Right.
And, I'm concerned, Hillary Clinton, when she was running, said that she would definitely attack Iran. George Soros has recently said that Trump must be prevented from entering office, even if it was necessary to stage Armageddon to do so, or something
right.
to that effect.
Right. Well, we got 9 days. We got 9 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
The armor that's been moved to Poland, It's a threat on one hand. On the other, that is not a force that could invade and take over Russia. They'd be smashed like a bug if they attempted to. It's simply not that big.
Sure.
But it is a threat that Russia will take into account and deal with. David Garcia, of course, is thousands of miles away from there. And
yes, but it is within reach of Iran. It's within reach of Iran.
Easily. Well, yes. within flight fueling, bombers could take off from Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri and go over there and come back. As far as that goes, it just takes more fuel and more time. But Diego Garcia is basically an island with nothing but military U.S. military on it. It's a unsinkable aircraft carrier, if you will.
There was a legislator who was concerned that the island could capsize.
That was Guam.
Oh, Guam. Yeah, Guam. That's scary.
There's nothing like publicly humiliating herself in front of the entire planet by making a statement that he was concerned that the island would tip over if it got too much weight on it. And the witness testifying, he would probably be an excellent poker player because he managed to keep a straight face and not say what he should have said, Congressman, you're an idiot.
He actually thinks islands float. That's amazing. No, seriously, and about these aircraft carriers, I mean, on the one hand, it smacks of Pearl Harbor with, you know, ships being left in port. On the other hand, they could be refitting them for, you know, a massive deployment.
There's no precedence. Out of all the aircraft carriers we've got, they cycle them in and cycle them out. They cycle them in for repairs and refitting as necessary, but they've never, since World War II, never ever had all aircraft carriers in port at the same time. And keeping in mind, aircraft carriers don't travel by themselves. They're part of a task force of 9 to 12 other ships, including submarines.
Right. Two fast attack submarines and missile cruisers and frigates and supply and repair ships and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. And they can't, when they're in port, they cannot defend themselves because the aircraft assigned there cannot land and take off from the aircraft carrier when they're in port. So they're basically sitting ducks.
Yeah. So this is the strangest behavior of any president ever in the waning days of his presidency to do this with the military. I mean, it's quite bizarre. You know,
I expect that in about 9 days, the Chief of Naval Operations will be getting a presidential directive to put two or three aircraft carrier task forces out to sea as soon as possible. And they can probably do so within 2 to 3 days once they get the order.
Right, exactly. And then recall all this stupid armor back from Europe and, you know, just to kind of normalize things, hopefully, you know.
Absolutely.
And about this EMP, I don't rule out the possibility of a false flag that somehow affects the internet and or the power grid. But EMP is a little too permanent for what they would want. They would want a temporary interruption that freaks everybody out.
That's possible. You want to hold on, Glenn?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 11th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you're a new listener, you may want to check out. There's lots of things there. You can spend a lot of time on my website checking out the different things. It will inform you, educate you, entertain you, possibly maybe make you angry. And, of course, Energy Cleaner. I just got notice from my mattress pad distributor that they're shipping my mattress pads in. So I'll be all caught up with orders hopefully by the end of the week here. Several orders pending. This is the third Christmas rush I've gone through with these folks, and I've come to understand that every Christmas we get a surge of orders that takes some time to get caught up with. But we'll be all caught up hopefully by Saturday or Sunday. I know there's several of you listening that are wondering when you're going to get your energy cleaner and your mattress pad. If you don't know what I'm talking about, what is this energy cleaner thing, John? Well, go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down to the energy cleaner on the right side, red, white, and blue. Read up on the patent application, the excellent testimonies from people that I know, and make your decision. If you have arthritis pain, back pain, it will probably help you. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, it will probably help you. And if it doesn't, there's a 3 or 4% chance it won't. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So you're risking nothing when you get an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, here it is, 800 800-592-9543. I'll say again, 800-592-9543. We're talking about EMP this hour, and we're continuing this conversation with Glenn from Philadelphia. Let's continue, Glenn.
Well, my concern about EMP is I wouldn't expect any sort of catastrophic, permanently debilitating, nationwide EMP, because that, as we know, the transformers are sourced from China and very slow, and there just aren't that many of them to replace. But I can feature the possibility of a localized or regionalized repairable EMP attack, which could be spun and used as crisis management, coupled with kill switch meddling, bringing down, using kill switches to bring down various areas of the grid or the internet with the intention of bringing them back once they've gotten the desired response, the desired crisis response.
I don't think
we'll see the whole country shut down permanently by huge EMPs.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. Time will tell which direction this goes.
Right. One last thing, just from a standpoint of geophysical stuff, I'm watching. I watch a seismologist who's predicting, because of the deep earthquake the other day that was like a 7.3, possibility in the next 2-3 days, heightened possibility of notable but not catastrophic earthquakes in the area between, say, Taiwan and Japan, near the Indonesian island of Sumatra, and in the Pacific near California. So it'd be interesting to watch to see. This isn't a goofball. This guy's a. Website is Dutch Sense. He uses some fairly sophisticated software and explains the geotectonic stuff and everything. Very interesting. But it should be interesting to watch for the next couple of days, see if any of this comes to pass. Right. He has a pretty good track record.
Well, Dutch Sense.
All right, that's it for me, John.
Yeah. And thank you. Appreciate the call. He's one of my, he's basically a neighbor. He lives in St. Louis. I know somebody who knows him. I don't know him personally. He does a lot of good work. He does.
Yeah, not a whack job, for sure. All right, John, take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, call number is 800-313-9443. The second edition of Red Dawn that just came out a couple of years ago, originally the enemy was the Communist Chinese, People's Republic Army of China. Due to pressure from the Chinese, they redid the whole film with digital technology to make the bad guys the North Koreans. Now, I just got a note from one of my correspondents in Europe just a few minutes ago, and he's pointing out the threat, clear and present danger posed by North Korea when it comes to EMP. Now, North Korea is publicly discussing testing intercontinental ballistic missiles. Well, guess what? They don't need those. They don't need those. They already have satellites going over the United States on a daily basis. They could easily have EMP nuclear device in them. Plus, the missiles they've got could be launched from the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean or the Gulf of Mexico up and over the United States, high enough to have the EMP effect. And in addition to that, last but not least, consider this. Criminals bring in cocaine by the ton. How many tons a year? Does it matter? Hundreds of tons. Now, cocaine is relatively easy to detect, but it still gets in here. So why couldn't an enemy of the United States bring in nuclear devices in the same manner criminals bring in cocaine, put in a one per transport one to each time zone, and then use weather balloons to get them up high enough to discharge them and get the EMP effect? Simple. And that's part of one of the things I learned in Special Forces, is to look for simple solutions to complex questions. That's what Special Forces troops do. simple answers to complex questions. You don't need missiles. All you need are weather balloons. Now, could an enemy United States bring nuclear devices in this country? Well, criminals bring in cocaine and heroin by the ton every day of the week. Every day of the week. It's a massive, the sale of illegal drugs is one of the biggest segments of our of dollars spent in this country. So yes, EMP is a clear and present danger. Now, people want to, like Glenn, and I respect Glenn for his thoughts, want to bring up the prospect of a false flag. Well, don't worry about that. Don't worry about whether it would or would not be a false flag. You'd probably never know anyway. All that matters to us is that locomotive is going to run us down, not who painted it. That doesn't matter. Locomotive's going to run you over. It doesn't matter who's at the wheel driving it. Electromagnetic pulse will ruin your whole day. Now, there are ways to shut down the power grid without electromagnetic pulse. That would be controlling the computers that control the power grid. That certainly is a possibility. Cities and regions could be shut down by men with simple hardware store tools. Hacksaws, axes, sledgehammers, chainsaws, come-alongs. All those kinds of simple tools. Doesn't take much. Much of our, probably the majority of our power grid has no security of any consequence. A chain link fence, maybe some lights, maybe not. Maybe a TV camera, maybe not. But in terms of an armed guard or armed guards, plural, that would stop terrorists from doing it in the first place, most of our power grid does not have that kind of protection. It simply doesn't. You can drive around most neighborhoods in the United States and see power grid substations, where it could be a small facility, maybe 50 by 50 feet, or maybe something quite large, maybe 200 by 200 feet, with these huge transformers in there that take care of the electrical power grid for that particular area, neighborhood, small city, whatever it might be. There's a chain link fence. There may or may not be lights. There's no guards. Maybe TV cameras, maybe not. Bolt cutters will get through that chain link fence in a matter of 2 or 3 minutes. Once you're inside, all you need are common hardware store tools to knock out that facility. Sledgehammers, hacksaws, come-alongs, that kind of thing. Simple. You don't need weapons. You don't need explosives. You don't. And this is true for the infrastructure of most cities, not just the power grid, but natural gas, fresh water, sewage treatment, telephone, telecommunications. All these parts of infrastructure are quite vulnerable to determined men with common hardware store tools and have no, and don't have and don't need explosives or weapons. They simply don't. That's my reality. I don't know what yours is, but a 12-man team split up into 6 2-man teams could bring down any city in the United States overnight with simple hardware store tools and having no explosives and no weapons. Easy. Simple. Now, granted, that kind of attack for a city would be something that could be repaired and put back together. If it happened to 10 or 15 major cities overnight, that would be very disruptive for a period of time, but it could all be repaired. in a relatively short period of time, maybe days, maybe weeks. It would be disruptive. It would be harmful. And, of course, people would die. That's a given. Of course people would die. How many people are at home that need medical equipment that runs on electricity to stay alive? I don't know, but it has to be in the tens of thousands nationwide. Has to be. You need to take responsibility for yourself and the people that count on you for their well-being. That's what you need to do. These matters are far larger than any family can deal with. But you can deal with individual family protection, making sure that you have a supply of water, a supply of food, a way to stay warm, a way to have, protect yourself, that you have emergency medical supplies. You hear I spend a lot of airtime every week on health-related matters. An hour with Dr. Myers. An hour with Leon Green. Those 2 hours a week mean a lot to a lot of people. I hope to have Dr. Brent Caudill back on soon. I haven't talked to Brent yet, but he's on my list. Great guy, medical doctor, more than 20 years experience in an emergency room. There's very few things he hasn't dealt with personally. I hope to have him teach a hands-on first aid class here this spring. We'll see. If you have concerns over what we're talking about this morning, in addition to getting the supplies I mentioned, you need to get some specialized training. And whether your group is 6 or 600, there's two skills that are going to be in biggest demand in short supply. First will be emergency medical treatment skills. Next would be ham radio skills. Biggest demand, shorter supply. You can count on it. If you want to be valuable to your family, you get those skills. If you want to be valuable to your community, you get those skills. And you can do this pretty easily. There's online training for the ham radio license. And as far as first aid and CPR, almost every community will have ways to get that. Local junior college, hospitals, fire departments, lots of ways to get first aid and CPR training. We're going to call her and hold here. We got Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Well, good morning, John. I wanted to comment essentially on Glenn's comment regarding EMP let's say a foreign power involved versus a false flag. The way I take Glenn's comment is this. I think what he's saying is, yes, from your point of view, if you have an EMP, your problems are going to be identical. I don't care if your mom did it. But at the same time, if you look at the possibility or the likelihood of, let's say Korea sending over some sort of an EMP device, as opposed to our geopolitical situation now with the angry left and Donald Trump inauguration and all the other things we've got going on, I think what Glenn is saying is that if you can ascertain culpability, motive, then you can sort of extrapolate likelihood. I think that's what he's saying, is if we're more likely to be EMP'd now than we were a year ago simply because of our political situation. I think that's what he was suggesting. And okay. It concerns me as well.
Well, a lot of people say China wouldn't do this to us because we're the biggest trading partner.
Right.
And my response is,
I know, right.
Mm. My response is, you're thinking like an American. You're not thinking like a Chinese.
Right.
These are people who murdered 50 million of their own people to achieve their goal. If they're willing to murder 50 million of their own people to achieve the communist takeover over their own country, how many millions of Americans are they willing to murder to achieve that goal?
Well, if you can hang the murders on people like the Bushes, the Clintons, and Obama, then you know, they're getting to be, then it's beginning to level the playing field a little bit. So, yes, you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter who EMPs this, but I think, you know, we'd all just love to know when. That's what it is.
That's, of course.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Well, good show. I'm having fun.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Rick, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We got a break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll have Professor McCanny with us at the top of the hour. The note I put out says, I don't know if it'll happen, but it could happen. That's what we need to keep in mind. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 11th of January. We got Dave from New York on hold. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. About Korea, as far as a nuclear weapon being in a satellite, I was told they do not have any in the satellites. And as far as missile launches from Korea, if they launched it, it wouldn't get through. Matter of fact, if they launched all of them, it wouldn't make any difference. They wouldn't get through none of them. So I just thought I'd pass that on.
Okay, well, that's reassuring, and I hope they do have that capability. Okay, thank you, Dave. We appreciate the call.
Yep.
All right. Well, I have a book here. I've had this since it was published. Got it here in my hands. Here's the title: Unrestricted Warfare: China's Master Plan to Destroy America. This is written by two Chinese army colonels, Colonel Liang and Colonel Zhang Su. If I can say that right, I don't know. The CIA got their hands on this thing. It was translated into English. Introduction by Al Santoli. Published in 2002 by Pan American Publishing Company. And it goes through at the time, these two Chinese officers, what they're outlining their plan to destroy America. And it's a very insightful book, not terribly big, paperback. It's a couple hundred pages, not even 200 pages, not quite 200 pages. Unrestricted Warfare, China's Master Plan to Destroy America. We do have enemies. And international communism has not gone away. International communism does fully intend to rule the world. China and Russia, quite frankly, never were at odds with each other behind the scenes. They've always cooperated. They went for decades appearing to be enemies of each other. I believe that was all a fabrication, quite frankly. But now, of course, they're openly cooperating with each other to achieve their mutual goal of dominating the world economically, politically, militarily, and so forth. That's what they do. And they fully intend to achieve their goals. And they're using the Muslims, in my opinion, to help achieve their goals. Once they're done with the Muslims, they'll just get rid of them. But they serve a useful purpose right now to help disrupt and destroy the Western civilization. We've got a break coming up here soon. Professor McCain will be with us top of the hour. Don't have time for any more calls right now. It's been a good discussion. I hope I stimulated some thought, and I hope you will pay heed and do the things you need to do to protect the people you care about. That's what needs to happen. That's what I'm doing, and I hope you do the same thing. And at the same time, pray for God's protection. That's the ultimate protection, is God's protection. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.